This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
With Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Facebook has made a bizarre decision to ban photos of an artist's handmade Robin Redbreast Christmas cards.
Robin Redbreast?
Robin Redbreast, which is a bird, because of their adult or sexual nature.
It's a bird though, right?
It's a bird.
Okay.
But it's just called a Robin Redbreast. So she was painting
and she's been
trying to sell them, and Facebook said, no, you can't. You can't put your Christmas cards up because they're of a sexual nature.
Do you buy Christmas cards for people? Have you ever been one of those nerd alerts in your, you know,
isn't it funny?
Because
I used to always. Well, yeah, I did. I'd make a huge list and send them out.
Well, what kind of Christmas cards would they be?
They'd always be a charity one,
$2.
I don't know which one. No, they were always a good one.
A packet of 24.
But then I went through a process of a year and I thought, no, only people who send me, I'm going to, because I wanted to phase them out, that they're just a waste of paper.
I'm only sending one that you. So I did that.
And now I get none and I don't.
Yeah, I've never done it. I've never sent Christmas cards.
I don't send any.
I've probably done it once in my life, but I don't
now,
see the point.
I mean, the odd one comes through, seems to filter through.
Merry Christmas.
And what
Warren.
I do is I'll just call them and say thank you for the card.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you go as far as calling them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I like to thank them. They've thought of me.
Yeah, no, that is lovely.
But what about, I got a message yesterday from my ex of about 20 years ago. And it was some, like a happy, hi, Warren, happy, hope you have a fabulous Christmas. Just out of the blue.
Wow.
And I thought, what do I do?
He's getting in there early, isn't he?
Well, he's getting in
probably
early.
Probably trying to get it out of the way.
And I just thought, I don't know, he's probably just gone through and sent it to every. I don't know, I have no idea why.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
On earth he contacted.
Yeah.
But do you also send text messages on Christmas Day? Do you go and, you know how some people do this?
Oh, my God.
Generic.
My phone's always slow on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone's going crazy. Do you know what? I only respond to them. So if someone sent me a message, I'll go, yeah, Merry Christmas.
What if it's a generic message though?
No, God, no. No. It will only be to immediate family and my cousins basically, and that's it.
Okay.
It'll probably be you. I'll probably send you a Christmas
message. I'll ignore that
message.
One. What do you reckon? Do you reckon Christmas cards are outdated? We want to know.
Got a couple of messages in on 0427JOY949 saying Christmas cards are absolutely outdated. It's just another stressor at this time of the year. I stopped sending them years ago, but I still receive a few, and it only makes me feel guilty when I do get one and know that person will expect one back.
That's true, isn't
That's
it?
So
I
true.
Agree. You get one, you think, oh, my goodness.
God, I've got to send one back.
I've got to go and buy a packet.
Exactly. I push through that anxiety and don't send one back.
Me too. I just call them. That's what I do. Call them.
Hopefully they know me well enough to know they're not getting one. I have an auntie that sends a funny one with a family photo every year, so that's an exception. It's personal, silly and done for laughs only. I love that, Andy. Your aunt sounds hilarious. Another one here. I don't think Christmas cards are outdated. We have to keep some things authentic and not electronic. A card is more personal than a Christmas card.
That's from Greg.
There you go.
I actually agree with Greg too.
Yeah.
If you are going to do Christmas cards, so we've both phased them out.
Yes.
Don't replace them with the e-ones.
Yeah,
that's just
exactly.
Lazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd rather an SMS or a phone call.
Yeah, totally.
Last night I got a craving. You know how it's been warm and I wanted ice cream.
Yeah, that happened to me the other night, yeah.
And I was in sort of my shorts, my daggy gym gear.
Yeah.
I thought, I won't run into anyone. I'll go jump
in. But you wear shorts all the time anyway.
Yeah,
so
these are,
like,
you know, like they're sweaty and stinky. And I thought, I'll jump in the car and I'll go to the supermarket. Mm. I'll just go to the little local supermarket.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, you run into someone.
See, I always get anxiety. I do it all the time, but I'm lucky I don't. I go to another supermarket so no one can find me. I don't go to my local.
Oh, don't you?
Yeah, I'll do the extra distance.
Just so you don't get... Have you ever been caught out, though, you know, like in a car or doing something where you aren't dressed properly? Like you might.
I once had a car accident. I had my pyjamas and mocos on.
Did you?
I had to get out of the car, yeah, on Maribyrnong Road.
You had to get out.
I was going to High Point, which I call Knife Point, and I was with my father, and I had to get out of the car. I swear to God, I was rocking mockos and my pyjamas.
Well, that's
like hair all over the place. I hadn't brushed my teeth. I was like, this is my worst nightmare.
You actually, that's not a bad bad thing to happen because this week in Sydney, there was a head-on collision. No one was injured in it, but as soon as the collision happened, a woman sprung out of her car completely nude.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You're kidding.
Southwest of Sydney. There's dash cam footage from a nearby vehicle, and a silver sedan appears to run a red light on the Hume Highway and hit another vehicle. And at the blink of an eye, this woman just jumps out of the passenger seat, completely nude, runs to the back of the car.
Oh, the poor darling.
And puts a pair of shorts on.
Oh. How? She sounds adorable.
She'd be so upset, wouldn't she?
Oh, absolutely. But look, it's hot in Sydney, you know what I mean?
But so, she's completely naked.
Yeah, I know.
In the car.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
Maybe she
We're going to a nude restaurant next year.
Maybe she thought if she gets pulled over, she can say, hey, officer.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get away with it?
What about your new rules for the year about dating and stuff? You went for a date a few days ago.
I did. We weren't going to talk about this.
No, we're going to talk about it.
You're going to put me in the hot seat.
No, I want to know about it because you did say to me, look, if everything goes, if it doesn't work out well, we're trying to plan something. Like, what if I don't really like him? Maybe you can give me a call and I can take off and what have you, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can pretend you've got an emergency.
I just didn't call. I was busy that night. But what happened?
Because I did text you. And I was waiting for the call to save me.
Yeah, I know, I was distracted.
And it didn't happen.
Something happened. God knows what I was doing. But you know what? I want to know, did you cut to the chase? Did you sleep with him or not? Because it was your first date and you've changed your ways, you reckon.
You know what? Last time you told me, you said, oh, you know, you're such a boring guy, you don't do that. So I did.
In fact, I've given you the opposite advice, thank you very much. I've actually said to you, don't sleep with people straight away. Actually get to know them.
Well, I might have slipped up.
Right.
I'm not prepared for this. I may have slipped up.
All right, you slept with him the first night. Talk us through it.
Talk you through it.
How did it go though? Like, did you have dinner or did you come straight to your place?
No, we just we went and had something to eat.
Yes,
and we would talk, and you know, not the normal sort of guy that I would go for, because I thought I'm going to try rather than just going for physical attributes.
Yep.
I'm going to go for the personality, and this guy was adorable.
Yeah, no, you kept going on about him, I know.
Yeah. Just absolutely.
So how was dinner? Was that good? Good conversation?
Dinner was good. Good conversation.
Yep.
Both fairly nervous,
yes,
as
of
you
course.
Are.
Were you nervous?
Yeah.
Yep. So did you tell him to come back to your place or did he invite himself over?
He sort of insisted.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, last time I said no, this time I will.
Right. But,
you know, it was not that good. It was a disaster. Right. You know when you crack an egg in a frying pan and it just sits in the pan.
There's no cooking in the bedroom.
There's no
cooking. Oh, you poor thing.
Just sits there.
Did you lay flat on your back, did you?
No. I wasn't the egg in the pan. He was the egg in the pan.
So was it really awful? What about the kissing? Let's go to the kissing.
The kissing was good.
So the kissing was good.
The kissing was good, but that was deceptive because I fell for that.
Yeah, okay.
Straight away.
And how could you not? Because if the kissing's good, that's when you start getting revved
up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when
like a six-cylinder machine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And I mean, you know,
you were revved up.
I was revved
Blood
up.
Blood was flowing through your body.
Going and yep. And then I'm thinking, oh my God, this egg in the pan is just
not going anywhere.
Not going
there's
anywhere.
A reason for it because you were kissing and you were getting off on each other. You're loving the kissing, right? You know what I mean? Just imagining two males sucking each other's faces off. But then what? What went wrong for you to go, oh my God, I can't do this?
Because he just didn't move.
Oh no. So he was like the beach dweller.
It was driving me crazy.
He thought he was
I wanted to prod in another way and say, are you still there?
Are you awake? Maybe he fell asleep on you.
And then So I said, oh.
Sometimes I fall asleep on you.
I went, oh, that was my stomach. I'm hungry.
Oh, my God.
So I managed to get out of it.
That is hilarious.
So
you woke him up.
So I got out of it.
Oh, no, you poor darling, though. How disappointing.
I got out of it. And then we were talking afterwards.
Do you think he was nervous or he was just feeling
lethargic? He says, well, you know what, we should see each other again because we're sexually compatible. My eyes nearly fell into the back of my head.
More like, no, no. You poor darling, though, because it's very awkward when they come back to your place because how do you get rid of them? But that's a really good trick. Oops, my stomach
Yeah,
hurts.
I just said, oops, I'm really hungry. I'm sorry. I've done enough push-ups. I've got to go and get
something. Do you think he picked up on the fact that it just wasn't happening? Like when you abruptly said no, because he was like, we're compatible.
No, but I hate it when you get two people together and they're just not connected.
Oh, no way. And especially when one of them thinks they are.
We were not connected.
So when are you seeing him again?
No, I'm not going to.
Nah.
No, not going to.
Oh, wow.
Made the decision.
Well, well done. And I think that the lesson in this is maybe don't jump in the sack straight away.
No, I try before you buy.
Yeah, well, you only had dinner with him before you knew
it. Yeah, but can you imagine?
I would have fallen
for his personality. Then I've been cooking boiled eggs all the time.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.